Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Zero now.
Ramesses.
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but
yeah,
we ain't really Africans.
Yeah.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome.
This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday. Wednesday, June the 3rd. Wednesday, June the 3rd of 2015. And the time? The time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I think your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to talk about the foundations, the beginning of everything when it comes to religion, especially the Abrahamic religions, or what we call Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. My brothers and sisters, this message is so important because if you don't understand the history, if you don't understand beginning, if you don't understand the foundation of the thing, then you're doomed to repeat the thing. In other words, if you don't over under and understand the timeline of the Abrahamic religions and what we deem as the foundations of our belief system, so how do you believe something and you don't know where it started from, you don't know where it began, you don't know who the players were? This is the foundation of my upcoming series that talks about the Christos and the Christos. where I have to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the Christos versus the Christos. This is the foundation of what is known as the Abraham or the Abrahamic religion. Now, brothers and sisters, Abraham, again, was originally Abram. So Abraham was originally called Abram. His name was changed. And you know, when you name it, you label it. When you label it, you limit it. Let me say that again. When you name something, you label something. When you label something, you limit something. When you limit something, you loosen or you reduce its ability to allowability. Let me say that again. When you name it, you limit it. When you limit it, again, you reduce it. You put it in a box. Names are boxes. When you name something, the letters of the name, the essence, the frequency of the name establishes the destiny, the essence, or the purpose of the thing that is named. That's what God told Adam to name the animals. Man is name, and name is man. So N-A-M-E, if you drop the E is silent, becomes M-A-N. This is what is called as above, so below. So when you look at something above, it's reversed below. Let me say it again. When you look at something above, it's reversed below. One more time. As above, so below. So Abraham is the foundation. Now, the story is in the book of Genesis, chapter 11, verse 25. That is the Abrahamic story. That is the Abrahamic narrative. Now, the question that you should be asking yourself is, who was Abraham's father? Abraham's father is a gentleman by the name of Terah, where we get the word Teran, T-E-R, not R-A, T-E-R-A-H. Terah, Dira, the Torah comes from Terah. Torah is to Ra. Ra is the Egyptian god. Now, brothers and sisters, that means nothing. I know that may ruffle a lot of feathers. The reason I throw these terms and words out there around is because I need you to start thinking outside the box. I need you to start thinking from a different perspective than what we've been taught. So Abraham was called by God to leave and cleave. Abraham was called by God to leave the house of his father Terah. Now, when we talk about Abraham, he's the foundation of all the Abrahamic religions. So from one man, how do we get a plethora of all of these other religions? Well, Abraham's father, again, his name Terah means wild boat, wanderer, or idolater, or loiterer. Let me say that again. The biblical character that's found in the book of Genesis, again, Terah, depending on how you want to pronounce it, he's the son of Nahar, N-A-H-O-R, who was the son of Serug, S-E-R-U-G. This is the father of the patriarch Abraham. All descendants of Shem's, Ham, them, every descendant, every individual who started off from Abraham, they broke off. The religions that we use today broke off from Abraham. Before Abraham, there was no such animal as Christianity. Let me say that again. Before Abraham, there was no such thing as Christianity. There was no such thing as Judaism. There was no such thing as Islam. The question that I'm going to be revealing, explaining, illuminating, simplifying in the series on Friday, the Christos versus the Christos, this is the foundation of your eternal destiny. If you don't understand, that's why this series, out of all the series I've ever done, is the most important. You need to make sure that you are on the line or you pick up a copy of Christos versus Christos. In this series, I break everything down for you so that way you can understand the history of the false and the true, because there's two. Now, brothers and sisters, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com so that way you can become a part of this legendary series. Again, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. So Abraham's father means wild goat or wanderer. That's his father's name. So again, when you name something, my name, again, as I talk to and I tell everybody, you need to understand your Hebrew name, because that is, again, your celestial essence. So my Hebrew name means Bethesiel, in the shadow of God. So my question to you is, what does your Hebrew name mean? Because that is your celestial destiny. That's what you did before you got here. That's your prior existence with the Father. Now, that's another study for another time. But when we look at the origins of religion, the origins of religions, Judaism, the origins of Judaism, Judaism is the foundation of Islam and Christianity, and these two are diabolically opposed to each other. Why is Islam and, now remember, Judaism was first. The Torah established the Jewish religion. This was 1400 BCE. Then 600 BCE comes along, the Old Testament, and it changes from polytheism. Poly means many. Theism, again, theo, God. So polytheism believed in many gods. So before Abraham left, there was no such thing as monotheism. Let me say that again. Before Abraham left his land, monotheism didn't exist. Polytheism existed. Everybody believed in many gods. So the Old Testament did away with polytheism and established monotheism, mono, one, theism, God, the belief in one God. After monotheism in 4 BC, now we're talking 600 BCE, now 4 BCE comes along, Jesus the Christ establishes Christianity. So we got Judaism establishes eons before Christianity or Islam and all of the baby religions that comes along after that. So the central theme of everything that exists on this planet is Jesus Christ. If you don't get anything right, the only thing that matters in your life is you have to answer this question for yourself. I can't answer it for you, brother. I wish I could. I'm going to give you the facts. I'm going to ask you to do what I did. I'm going to ask you to pray and seek the Ruach and the Pneuma and let the Holy Spirit lead and guide you. But the facts, brothers, the facts, sisters, when you examine them with reason and logic and with love and compassion, because love is the only constant in this world, love transcends time, space, mass, and matter. Nothing else transcends except the frequency of love. So the frequency of love transcends time and space. So whatever you do, you got to do it in love. So your intention with this study and my study that starts on Friday, why are you listening? Why are you tuned into today's show? Your intention should be one of love. If not, you already missed the boat. So everything you do got to be done. Why am I doing this show? Because I love you. I don't even know you. Every decision that I make in my life, why do I make the decisions? The decisions that I make, my intentions are based on I want to love, I want to help, I don't want to hurt, I don't want to harm, I don't want to hinder. So the decisions that you do when you do this study is understanding that Yahushua is the birth of love. That was 4 BC. So what existed before that? Great question. Then 610 AD. AD comes along Muhammad, and Muhammad starts the Islamic faith. So we got Judaism, then Christianity, then Islam, and then we got all of the baby Abrahamic religions, half of which I can't pronounce, but the main one, Rastafarianism, and all of these other, that is a plethora of names, the Baha faith, Druids, Shamanism, there's a lot of different other religions that come. But what caused the division? Abraham had two sons. You guys remember the story. God promised Abraham that he'd be the father of many nations. Abraham got tired of waiting. Sarah, Abraham's wife, told him, go into your handmaiden and have a son. Abraham says, cool, that sounds like a plan to me. Let's make this happen. So Abraham, again, now Abraham's wife was his half-sister. So Judaism, Christianity, Islam came from Abraham, who was called by God to leave his house, his father's house, Terah, where the Torah comes from. Now, where Abraham left was the city of Ur, and he went to Canaan. Now, brothers and sisters, I don't know if you have any understanding of those two cities. All paganism comes from those two cities. Let me say that again. All paganism comes from those two cities. One more time. All paganism comes from Babylon, if you want to use that term, or under over an understanding that Abraham's father Terah, T-E-R-A, R-A-H. But his father, now remember the names. Now, I put a lot of emphasis on names because, again, that's what I've majored in. That's been my study. So Abraham, again, settled in Canaan. God promised Abraham that he's going to be the father of many nations. He changed his name to mean father of many nations. So when you change your name, you change your destiny. Every time in Scripture, when God changed someone's name, he changed their destiny. Very, very important. So the Bible's chronology is the under-open understanding that Abraham, again's wife, Sarah, was Abraham's half-sister. Now, again, this is according to history. Whether this is true or not, anybody can debate history. Because, again, history is written by the winner of wars. History is not written by losers. So if I want to write your history, I just make sure I just defeat your country, and then I write your history for you. In the series that we start on Friday, I'm going to break down a gentleman by the name of Origen. Origen was born in Alexander. Now, Origen, O-R-I-G-E-N, look how similar it is to Origen, O-R-I-G-I-N. So is Origen the origin? We're going to break that down because, again, we must understand the difference between the twin flames. Now, at the higher level of every secret society, Freemasonry, and everything that I've studied, there is two. There's Christos, there's Krestos. The question that I am asking you to seek, I can't tell you the answer. You got to go before the throne yourself. You must work out your own salvation with fear and trembling because you will stand before God, not me. And you must answer, brothers and sisters, because the scripture says many will say, Father, I've healed the sick in your name. I've done this, I've done that in your name, your name, your name. What about the following of his principles, of his process, of his procedure? Everybody drop the name of Jesus like it's an American Express gold card. In the name of Jesus, pow, they drop their card. But do you got a relationship with him? You got his name, although it is the wrong one, but do you got a relationship with him? So if you don't understand the difference between the Christos and the Krestos, I humbly submit to you, my brothers and my sisters, you will stand before God and he will say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Now, iniquity means living above and beyond the law. It's different from sin, which is the Greek word hamantano. And so I see every church in America teaching against sin. I don't see no Reverend Dr. Bishops teaching against iniquity. But my Bible tells me that the Father says that he will say, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. What about sin? There is no sin. Sin has been removed from you as far as the east is from the west. So why is people keep preaching sin? Because they don't understand the missing shin. So again, I've done this in the last series. We talked about S-H-I-N. So you got Yahweh. Where's the shin? You don't have shin. Why? Who removed the shin? So shin, S-H-I-N, has been replaced by sin, which is, again, the sign, S-I-N-E. So you look at the sine wave, S-I-N. Now, this is why I lose everybody, because most people don't understand science. Now, I understand Colossians 2:8. It is my prayer, Heavenly Father, touch the minds of every listener that's listening to this program. Father, I decrease that you may increase. See, I'm not here for a popularity contest, brothers. On January the 1st of 2009, I almost put a bullet in my head. And I asked the Father one thing, truth or death. That is my prayer to this day. I'd rather drop dead now instead of live one day in error. I was raised in ignorance. I saw my mother die in ignorance. So there's a bunch of overzealous people like me who have all zeal and no knowledge. So I got a trail of destruction where I've hurt and abused people. And I got tired of hurting and abused people. And I said, Father, I'm ready to punch my ticket. And thankfully, the Father says, in your weakness I'm made strong. When others see a shepherd boy, God saw a king. See, I was a black sheep of the family, brothers and sisters. So as a black sheep, I spent my time in the shadow. But then I look at the definition of my name, and it means Bezaliel in Hebrew, which means in the shadow, in the skinos, in the skion. So God shows me things in the shadow, in the skios, in the skion that I bring to the light. And all the Reverend Dr. Bishops get angry and upset because, again, I don't have the pedigree. But Jesus Christ doesn't call people with pedigree, my brothers and sisters. I'm here by grace and mercy. I'm a walking dead man. I should have been dead a long time ago. So So every day I wake up with joy and enthusiasm in my heart because of the fact that I came out of darkness into the marvelous light. How did I come out of darkness? Did any Reverend Dr. Bishop know? I had a false conversion. So I was, and as you know, I was ordained preaching and teaching, and the whole time I was lying, stealing, cheating, and doing everything under the book. My conversion has had no effect on my behavior. Why? It was a counterfeit conversion. It was a Luciferian conversion. So Judaism, my brothers and sisters, if you don't understand the Semitic religions, this is the ancient Semitic religions. And so we have to understand the beginning of polytheism and monotheism. And we must understand where all of the Canaanite religions, all of the Astro-Babylonian religions, all the Samaritan traditions, all of the pre-Islamic Arabic traditions. This is called Semitic polytheism that established the Abrahamic monotheism. They all came by the way of El, the word of God in Hebrew. But there's a problem, big problem. Big, you ever look at the definition of the word El? Now, I've done many shows on this. Have you ever heard of the Ugaritic text? What about the Samaritan text? What about the Masoretic text? What about the Textus Receptus? So the word El, my anointed brother, the word El, my beautiful, eloquent sister, if you understand, I triple dare anyone listening to this show to go to blueletterbible.org, any lexicon, Bible Gateway, Bible eSword, any lexicon, any document, and look up, as I did, every time you see the word Lord, God, Adonai, Elohim, El Shaddai, Elyon, look up the definition of those words, brothers and sisters. I triple dare anybody to do it. What you will find is Elu, I-L-L-U, sky god, head of the pantheon. Now, what does that mean, brothers and sisters? That means that, you know, oh, wow, you know, no. That means that you do what the scripture says, study to show yourself approved. Because what did the cosmos go out to do? Do you think that the devil, do you really honestly think? Now, I used to be a criminal. I wasn't a very good one, but I wanted to be a thug. I don't know, back in the day, you know, I grew up, you know, dirt poor, walking the streets of Richmond, been on my own since I was 13. So I saw, you know, all of my quote unquote, you know, people that was a little older than me, they was all thugs. Now, again, growing up in a little hick town in Richmond, definition of a thug was somebody who stole, you know, hubcaps and CB radios. So we thought we was gangsters, ballers. But it's interesting because all criminals, they play both sides of the fence. Do you know every major war has been funded by the people who fund every war, they fund both sides of the war. You ever notice that at the garden, there was four trees. Everybody talks about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Notice the tree has good and evil, but notice it is one tree. Notice electricity and magnetism is two sides of the same coin. Electricity and magnetism is two sides of light. We live in a world of duality, polarity. Who's the god of duality? Now, I have a book called Bioluminescence. You want to blow your cookies? Do some research on the firefly. Now, there is a gene called the luciferance gene. It produces cold light. Now, you guys know, I understand science and biology. I love science and biology, but I also read Colossians 2:8, which says that this is the only way you can be deceived. How did he deceive me? This is how he deceived me. He says, beware lest anyone cheat you. Now, I'm paraphrasing, but you want to look it up for yourself because you got to understand the Abrahamic religions. He says, beware lest anyone cheat you. So how can the devil cheat you? Let me show you how he got me. Let me see if any of these apply to you. This is how he got me. He says, beware lest anyone cheat you. How? Through vain deceit. Through the basic principles of this world. So when we look at Colossians 2:8, we see the foundation of the cosmogrators system. Now, you guys know I broke it down into oppressed, depressed, possessed. But Colossians 2:8, I listed two of the four areas, really three, that the enemy steals Hebrews 4:12. So Hebrews 4:12, again, I'm paraphrasing, but you want to look it up for yourself. Hebrews 4:12 says, beware. Hebrews 4:12 says that the word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Polarity, up, down, left, right, happy, sad, fat, skinny. Two edges, polarity. So beware lest anyone cheat you. That's what it says in Colossians 2:8. But see, the word beware means to take captive. I love the way it says it in the New Living Translation. It says, don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophy, with high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from spiritual powers of this world rather than from Christ. So Christ is the foundation. He's the elemental principle of which everything is built upon. So in my book, The Metaphysics of Christ, and I have another book, again, that breaks down the mathematics. I can mathematically prove the existence of Christ using math. Now, you know the three immutable laws of the universe that the devil used to keep you in his hex. He used a hexagon. What is a hexagon? Gone. A hexagon. Math. A hexachord. C-H-O-R-D. Chord. A hexachord. Music. A hexagram. Gram. Linguistics. So math, music, and language is the three immutable laws of this universe by which you are in a triune hex that keeps you away from experiencing the power of the triune God, of the person placed in the position. See, everybody overstands the person. Some overstand the place. Few overstand the purpose, the position. So I do and I teach purpose. So at the Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assembly and the Eagles Club, that's all we talk about is purpose-based. See, all my life I've been doing thilema. Everybody told me, and everybody that I know, they make a plan and they go implement the plan. That's Luciferian. Now you say, well, I don't know, Brother Will, I don't understand what you mean. Have you ever read the Book of the Law? Have you ever read the Codex Gigas? Have you ever read the Book of the Dead, the Egyptian Book of the Dead? You know what the number one thing to be a good Luciferian? The number one thing? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What is the Declaration of Independence, brothers? What is in our Constitution? You know the word Constitution means harmonious arrangement, found in Hebrews 6:12. So when you pledge allegiance to the United States, united, many states, demons, dispositions. That's what we got, demon or denominations. Look at the word denominations. What's in front? Demon. D-nations, denominations. So the devil hides in linguistics. So I became a linguistical expert. How can a functional illiterate have 50 books? Now, I graduated from high school, but I never learned phonics. So if you don't say the word, I don't know how to pronounce it. I never learned phonics. So let me tell you how God works, brothers. I don't know how he works in your life, but this is how he works in my life. Because I read where it says that, why when Paul asked him to take this thorn, now the word thorn, again, means messenger of Satan. Why you got a messenger of Satan attached to you? In the scriptures, it says so that way you don't get the big head. That's the toned down version. So the Father allows me to have this deformity, this problem, this thing that I'm ashamed of. So all my life I've been hiding it. I never really learned how to read and write. You know, I never read a book in high school. I don't even know how I graduated. Well, I didn't even go to my own graduation. Didn't have no money. Didn't have a ride. And so when you look at, brothers and sisters, what I'm revealing, expanding, illuminating, simplifying, how do I know this? This comes straight from the throne. What comes straight from the throne? Colossians 2:8. If you don't understand this, brothers and sisters, you can't experience the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. Because we are alive in Christ. So the enemy knows that. So what did he do? He diluted Christ. Have you ever heard of Caesar's Messiah? Do you know who Caesar is? Do you know Julius Caesar is Jesus Christ in some higher level? Have you ever met anybody from Skull and Crossbones? Have you ever talked to the elite? Have you ever talked to Jay-Z? Why did he release on 9/11 his album called The Blueprint? Do you know what Jay-Z's blueprint is? It's the establishing of Jesus Christ. So how does Jay-Z believe in Jesus? Do you know what messed me up, as I've said on many times, when I went to a seance and they prayed in the same name that I prayed in at church? That messed me up. So if you don't understand the twin flames, brothers, you're in trouble. Because the devil was born at night. He just wasn't born last night. He's the most cunning. He's the most crafty. Have you ever read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, 10, 11? I'm paraphrasing, but you want to read it for yourself. He says, God himself will send you a strong delusion if you don't have a aletheia. You know what a aletheia means? A aletheia is a Greek word that means the truth. Notice it didn't say a truth. Everybody I know, they got a version of the truth. So when I debate all these Reverend Dr. Bishops, I don't come with them. Everything that they're saying is true. You want to talk to The Egyptologists, I love talking to my Egyptology brothers and sisters, because the Egyptologists, they come with all this Pharaoh Egyptian Anunnaki stuff, and they talk melanin. You ever read my book, Cosmic Melanin? So you go up against somebody, they got facts. You can't dispute those facts. Those facts are historical documents. It is a version. It is a truth. It is not the truth. So the next time somebody comes along and tell you that Jesus Christ did not exist, they absolutely, I agree 100%. And watch the look on their face. Because they're talking about a different Christ than the one that I serve. You say, Doc, I don't understand what you're saying, man. You lost me. Well, you need to make sure that you attend, again, the class that starts on June the 5th, this Friday. It's being recorded so everybody can pick up a copy. 7-hour series where I reveal, explain, illuminate, simplify, and I challenge anybody listening to this show to prove me wrong. I challenge any Reverend Dr. Bishop out there to prove me wrong. Now, I've been studying this for 30 years. I've been carrying around this in my back pocket because I did not believe it. I said, that's not possible. It's not possible. There's no way. But then I read the Bible when it says that there is none righteous, all not one. Then I read in the book of Revelation where it says with Satan, that old dragon, that serpent who has deceived the whole world. And I asked the Father, Father, how did he do it? How did he pull off the greatest trick in history? And the Father took me to history. Because history is his story that's been manipulated by who? Constantine, Vespasian, his son Titus. Constantine, Vespasian, and Titus. Who is the father and the son, according to Roman Catholicism and Orthodox Christianity? What is the true history of Islam, brothers? Do you know that Islam, the word Muslim comes from the Aramaic, or the Arabic word meaning one who submits to God. So the Muslims believe one who submits to God. Now, Arabic, I don't know if you understand, the symbol for Arabic and what it means, and I've talked about this inside of my book, The Case of the Missing Shin, how they remove the teeth or the saw out of, which is the shin, the S-H-I-N. Now, brothers and sisters, remember what we read in Colossians 2:8. How did the devil get you? Number one, philosophy. It says, beware lest any man spoil you or cheat you through philosophy, love of wisdom. Number two, vain deceit, saying a bunch of stuff that don't mean nothing. Number three, traditions of men, joining some denomination, some organization. But number four is the smoking gun, the basic rudiments of this world that are not after Christ. Christ, the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. That is the Greek word for the English word Christ. Now, brothers and sisters, this is how the enemy deceives you. He gets you to fall in love with philosophy. That's how he got me. Philosophy and love of wisdom. Man, I love wisdom. With an increase of wisdom comes an increase of sorrow. Empty deception, empty deceit, deceptive philosophy. Philosophize. People want to get around and talk about a bunch of nothing. Philosophy. Then the basic traditions of men. You ever go to all these organizations, they got all this tradition, all this history, all this heritage, and you jump right in because it has a lot of history. That's how the devil gets you. And then according to the elementary principles of this world, math, music, and language, the elementary principles, science. Now, I love science, but I don't worship science. My science proves God. Most other people's science disproves God. So Hebrews 6:1 tells us to let us go on past the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Oh, we got a problem. Go to church and read Hebrews 6:1. Go to any church in America and read Hebrews 6:1 and watch the look on the face of the Reverend Dr. Bishop. I don't know. I don't understand. I'm confused. Maybe somebody can help me. I do not understand how you get past Hebrews 6:1. I don't understand. I don't understand how you can spend 30 years in church sitting on the same pew. 30 years. So most people that come to me, they are ex-Satanists, and they are people who are fed up and frustrated with religion because they're tired of their pastor preaching the same message. Hang on, brother, your blessing's coming. That's the message I heard for 10 years before I left. Hang on, brother. Your blessing's coming. Hang on, brother. God is coming. Hang on, brother. I got tired of hanging on. So Hebrews 6:1 is a call to maturity. I challenge you, brothers and sisters, to grow up in Christ. It is not about morality. It's about causality. I don't preach morality. I preach the cause of morality. So everybody told me when I was a young cat coming up, hey, Will, you got a problem, man. You got bad behavior. I say, okay, I know that. Can you help me? No, I can't help you. I can help you overcome your bad behavior, but I know you got it. Okay, thank you very much. Nobody could help me overcome and change my bad. I went to scientists. I went to psychologists. I prayed. I fasted. I did everything, and nobody, no Reverend Dr. Bishop could help me. Why? They was treating the effect, not the cause. So I don't deal with the effect, brothers. I deal with the cause. That's why I'm a metaphysician. Meta means before. Physician means the physical. So before you do something physical, you got to think something mental. Your spiritual mentality determines your physical reality. So an internal decay is evidenced by external display. You show me a man that was like me, I show you a man that is dying inside, and nobody can help him. So everybody that's part of my organization, these are people that's coming out of Luciferian. They've done blood orgies. They've done cults. I had one guy that's a murderer, got away with it. He comes to me, Doc, I need help, man. My conscience is killing me. So I don't know what you guys are doing, but I'm not playing church. I don't go sit in no pew. I don't have time because, see, God saved me. There was no man. God intervened. Otherwise, I would not be here. So when you come to me talking about morality, I'm not interested. You better talk to me about the cause of morality and immorality. What causes an immoral man and what causes a moral man? If you got the wrong cause, that's what the movie The Matrix was trying to tell us. When he went to the Merovingian and he said causality, everybody talks about that. Brothers and sisters, what is the cause? That is, what is the cause of the Abrahamic religions? So tomorrow, brothers and sisters, we're going to continue with part two as I reveal, explain. Now, this is the introduction. When we do the pay-per-view series on June the 5th, again, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, or just go to my website, masterteacher33.com, click on the link that said donation. You guys know the cost of all of my private series is $100. Everybody asks me, hey, Doc, man, why you got to charge? The gospel is free, brothers, because you don't need me to tell you. The same research I'm doing, you can go do your own research. You don't got to pay me a dime. I'm charging for my time and for my service and my research. You want to research it for yourself? Knock yourself out. You do not have to attend. I am not charging for the gospel. The gospel is free. My time ain't. So if you want fairness, if you want to understand what I asked them, if you want to get to the truth about Ashtar, the sky god, if you want to understand Terah, the Torah, so when you go up against these Egyptologists and they laugh at you because you don't understand your own religion, and you got the Torah, and they say, yeah, where'd it come from, brother? How they know and you don't? How does Luciferians know more than Christians? How does the devil, now you know the devil knows the Bible, right? What's the difference between a Satanist and a saint? The devil knows the Bible. He just don't apply it. So the devil, how did the devil deceive me? You think the devil deceived me with worldly stuff? You know how the devil got me? In church, sitting on the front row. The devil used the word of God. He's a manipulator. How did he get Adam and Eve? First thing he told you, did God really say? So the devil ain't going to come with you, brothers, with no non-biblical stuff. He's going to come at you with the foundation of Horus. Origen's name. O-R-I-G-E-N. One of the Greek name Origen. If you don't, I'm going to break down who he is. Born in Alexander, one of the pillars of historical most. If you go to seminary, you're going to learn about Origen. What does his name mean? Child of Horus. Horus. Who is Horus? Now, I got a 14-hour series that break down Horus. W-H-O-R-S. Horror. That's what I was. I was a spiritual whore. I jumped around from teaching to teaching to teaching and teaching. Before I ever committed physical adultery, I committed spiritual adultery. So I cheated on God first before I ever cheated on my wife. Now, I'm a little passionate, as you can tell. Why? Because I don't have book knowledge. I got life experience. So I asked the Father, Father, why did you take me through all of this? Why has my life been a living hell? so that I could just put a bullet in my head on January the 9th while everybody else was ringing in the new year. I just got divorced. My wife, my children said that I was a loser. My brothers and sisters discounted me. So where was I at on January the 1st of 2009 in a room with a loaded gun? Now, people say, man, Doc, you say that a lot. Why do I talk about negativity? Because, again, it takes a negative to produce a positive. Whatever degree the pendulum swings to the left, the pendulum swings to the right. What can Joel Osteen do for me? Nothing. No disrespect. I don't know him. But I can't take advice from a man I read in a restaurant. Never eat from a skinny cook. Never eat the food from a skinny cook. Never take advice from a clean preacher. No disrespect. But I've been in the lion's den, brothers. I didn't volunteer for this. I did not sign up. I did not be asked to be walked around and be beaten when I was a little kid, to have to starve, to watch my mother go through this stuff. I did not ask for that. I did not ask to be separated from my brothers and sisters and to be sent to Richmond and to live by myself. I did not ask for that. I did not ask for my own father to kick me out of the house and I'm walking around and have to ask a lady I didn't even know to take me in. I did not ask for that. I did not ask to get my ass whooped every day and I had to call my brother, hey, Glenn, could you help me, man? Bruce is beating the snot out of me. My brother's like, dog, you better fight for yourself, man. You better learn how to defend yourself. I did not ask for that. So I asked God, why, Father, why? So whatever you've been called to do, look what you've been through. So the secret to the foundation of our religion is to look where our religion came from. That's the purpose of today's study. Tomorrow we'll continue with part two. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Used to be known as Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pocket. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
And they beating them in jail. I don't know what you been saying, but my vision is